We're going to now go to the word of the Lord, and I'm going to preach the shortest sermon that I've ever preached in 20 years. And so, but I'm going to talk to you, and then we're going to have Bible presentation, and then we're going to go out into fellowship. But how many of you know this is God's house? It's not pastor's house, not your house. This is God's house. These are God's people. Come on. Jesus paid for it with his blood. He purchased it, purchased all of us. We are his children, and we don't belong to a man. We belong to the Lord, and this is his house paid for with his blood, and we're gathered in his name. Jesus said, if two or three of you gather in what? My name. It's not just gathering. We have to gather in his name. What makes the church the church? Or what makes the church become real is not that we gather. It's that his presence came in the room. Yes. Once his presence comes in the room, it moves from a gathering of people to the church. So, meaning if we could all be at the Target Center with all kinds of people, but if he comes in the room, the Target Center turns into the church. Because what makes a people become the church is his presence. If he doesn't come in the room, then we're just a bunch of people. We could gather for anything. So some churches, they're just like, you know, feel-good clubs or TED Talks or, you know, I don't know what it is, social gatherings or inspirational, you know, meetings or morality meetings. But we don't, I'm not into that. I want his presence in the room. Meaning, that's why I don't get up to preach till I feel him in the room. So the worship team has to have all kinds of songs because I don't know when I'm going up. And I'm not, well, when is he going to come in the room? I don't know. But I don't want to give you word. I want to give you word in his presence. Okay? So I'm going to give you 10 verses today. I'm going to give you 10 points. This is Pastor's top 10 list on fellowship. Everybody say fellowship. You ready? No, come on now. Y'all ready? This is, we got to go quick. You with me? All right, here we go. Number one, Acts 2:42. The biblical foundation for fellowship is in Acts 2:42. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, and to the breaking of bread, and in prayers. They devoted themselves. What are you devoted to? What are you devoted to? This is why Pastor says, take notes, go back and pray your notes, go back and watch the sermon again. You need to devote yourself to the teachings of the house. Can I get an amen? We preach scripture here. Come on, can I get an amen? This isn't TED Talks. We preach the Holy Scriptures here. You need to devote yourself to the teachings of the apostles, which is what we read, which is the scriptures, and to prayer and the breaking of bread. Somebody say amen about that. See, y'all should be shouting. We're not talking about fasting today. We're talking about eating. Come on, somebody. We're talking about eating today. This is, yeah. Oh, praise God. This is, glad I came today. All right? So they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to what? Put the verse back up. And to what? No, they devoted themselves to the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Fellowship is biblical. It is biblical that you engage with your brothers and sisters. It's biblical. Do you see that? It's even before prayers. Teaching, fellowship, breaking in bread, and the prayers. So the reading of God's word, prayer, and fellowship is all biblical.
Amen.
Amen? And fellowship is central to the early church, built on the teaching, prayer, community, which includes the breaking of bread and sharing life together. Number two, knowing those who labor among you, 1 Thessalonians 5:12-13. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you, or know those that labor among you, and those that are over you in the Lord, and admonish them, and to esteem them very highly, to love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. So this is very important, that when you see people serving in kids ministry, that we honor them. That when we see people on the worship team and serving and leaders, even if they got it wrong, even if they made a mistake, come on guys. Even if people, how many of you work for a company and everybody's paid on the company and they still make mistakes? Come on, am I right about it? So let's have grace, the Bible says, for our brothers and sisters. Let's have honor one for another. When we see people serving in the parking lot and serving in kids and ushers, and they ask me to move, no problem. What can I do to serve? I'm here. How can I help? You know, I don't own the seat. You know, what can I do to help? I'm here to serve. That we should honor each other. That we should respect each other, even if we don't agree. That doesn't give us the right to disrespect. Come on, can I get an amen about that? Amen. And we may not all agree on everything, but we can all respect each other. We can all have grace for each other because Jesus gave us grace. Come on, amen? Praise the Lord. And God calls the church to recognize and to appreciate those who work diligently among you. So when a staff member calls you, you know, I need to return that phone call, or I need to answer the phone because, you know, the Bible told me to. You know, I need to be respectful to that person. If they sent me an email, I need to respond. If this brother and sister, you know, needs help, I need to see what I can do to help them, because that's my brother and my sister. Amen?
Amen.
Number three, Philippians 2, 1 through 2, fellowship as a means of unity. Philippians 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection or sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having love, being in full accord, and of one mind. So fellowship nurtures unity. And where believers share in Christ's love and of the Spirit, it strengthens the body of Christ when we love each other. Amen? Number four, y'all okay? Come on, y'all slowing me down. Y'all all right? I can't be repeating this. Okay? Galatians 6:2. Bearing one another's burdens. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. See, all of you came in here today very aware of your own pain. Raise your hand if you're aware of your own pain and problems. All of you, according to this verse, are called by the Holy Scriptures to know at least one other person's pain in this church before you leave today.
Amen.
You need to find a burden of a brother or sister today and say, how can I pray for you? Amen. What's your name? Billy. Praise God, Billy. How can I pray for you? I lost my job this week. I mean, praise God, I'm going to be praying for God to give you a better job, more money, people that love you.
Amen.
How can I pray for you? What's your name? My name's Sally. My son, I have a lot of problems with my son. Praise God, I'm going to pray for you. You need to be aware of each other's burdens. Come on, can I get an amen about that?
Amen.
Listen to me. It is wrong before the Lord to come in here, think about yourself, only receive for yourself, and leave, and never care about the body of Christ.
Amen.
That is not the church that Jesus died for.
Amen.
That is not the church of the Holy Scriptures. We are, do you read this verse in the New Testament? Do you see this? It says, bear one another's burdens, and in so you fulfill the law of Christ. What's the law of Christ? Love. Love. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Number five, serving one another in love. Galatians 5:13. For you are called to freedom, brothers. Called to what?
Freedom.
Freedom. Yeah, that's what you're called. I don't know what I'm called to. You're called to freedom. Freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. What he's saying here is all the gifts and talents and abilities that God's given you are not for you. I heard a preacher say this week, it was so good. He said, chickens don't eat eggs.
Right.
And cows don't drink milk.
All right.
they produce for someone else. Some of y'all are eating everything you produce. God's called you to produce for the body of Christ. Your brothers, your sisters. Some of y'all are amazing at filling out applications or resumes. Help the body of Christ. Some of you have business skills and techniques. Help the body of Christ. Some of you have the gift of encouragement. Encourage the body of Christ. Some of our best musicians won't play. Some of our best singers won't sing. Some of our best teachers won't teach. Help the body of Christ. God didn't give you those gifts just for the flesh. He gave them for you, for your brothers and for your sisters. Come on, somebody say amen. How many of you as parents, if you have one child who's blessed in an area, don't you want that child to help the other?
Amen.
Wouldn't that be your heart? Wouldn't it break your heart as a parent to see one child blessed financially and the other struggle?
Amen.
Come on, parents, don't leave me out there by myself. Wouldn't that break your heart to see one child's a multimillionaire and the others can't afford to live?
Amen.
And you think, why didn't I put in my children a heart to help each other?
Amen.
Or love each other or give to each other? This is the heart of God. God has the same heart. He wants his children to love each other. And when God is given to one, let one bless the other. Let one help the other. Let one encourage the other. Come on, this is the heart of God. This is the church that Jesus died for. When we serve one another, it's an expression of Christ's love, fostering a deeper fellowship and reflection of the heart of Christ. Number six, Acts 2:46. Fellowship and the breaking of bread, and day by day attending the temple together and breaking of bread in their homes, they receive their food with glad and generous hearts. Day by day attending the temple together. Everybody say together. The breaking of bread in their homes. Having people in your homes, encouraging each other. Come over and have a meal in our home. We want to get to know you. Praise God. Small groups start this week. Somebody say amen about that. It's all biblical. Number seven, Hebrews 10:24-25. This is in reference to the importance of encouraging, the encouragement in fellowship. So Hebrews 10:24-25, it says, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together. This is the Bible. That we should not neglect to meet together. And let us, go back to the first part, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. That this is not pastor's job. It's not pastor's job to motivate us to serve or do good to each other. It's your job. And the Bible says you're supposed to actually take time throughout the week to think about how you can encourage somebody to serve the body of Christ.
Amen.
And how you can encourage them to love the body of Christ. Isn't that what the Bible says right there?
Yes.
Isn't that? How many of you believe the Holy Scriptures?
Amen.
This is New Testament. And let us consider, ponder, meditate, think. How can I stir up somebody to love this week? How can I stir up someone's heart to do good works? This is not, well, the church should hire somebody to do that. Do you really want me to hire telemarketers to call you and tell you they love you? Or do you want a brother and sister out of their own heart and love for Jesus to call you and tell you they love you? And encourage you to serve the body of Christ? I don't want somebody to do it because they're paid to do it. I want somebody to do it because they love Jesus and they love me. Somebody say amen. Do you see how the church is supposed to function here? You see how we're doing it wrong? We have the wrong mindset. We need to believe the Holy Scriptures. Let us consider how to stir one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, all the more as we see the day of the Lord approaching. How many of you believe Jesus is coming soon? Keep your eyes on Israel, church. Keep your eyes on Israel. Jesus is coming soon. Ready or not, you're going to show up one Sunday. I'm not going to be here. You better hope you're not here. Somebody say amen. Amen. All the more, as you see the day of the Lord approaching. So fellowship strengthens the church, encourages the church, accountability with the church. Okay, number 8, 1 Thessalonians 5:11, building each other up. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another. Encourage one another. Everybody say encourage one another. And build up. Everybody say build up. Not tear down. Not tear down. Not tear down. Anytime you get around people, I don't see, here she come. No, I just disagree and I just don't. No. That's demonic. That is nowhere in the Bible did God call you to tear down your brothers and sisters or leaders or church or anybody. You're to build. Come on, somebody, let's build. Even if they're wrong, let's build. Even if they made a mistake, let's build. Even if they're not exactly what God's going to... How many of you know you're not what God...
Amen.
I know you can't say amen, but God didn't get a good deal with all of us. He didn't get a good deal with me. Come on, how many of you are still clay on the wheel?
Amen.
And we need to build... I don't know how you, but I feel like I get fought all week. Mm-hmm. I feel like I get attacked all week. I need to be around somebody who builds me up. I don't need a church that tells me what I can do, what I can't be, what I can't have. I didn't come to church to get discouraged. I was discouraged before I got here. I need a church that tells me what I can be, what I can do, what I can have. I need a church that tells me you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You're a child. And if God be for you, baby, he's more than the world again. You know what I'm saying? Encourage one another. Just go up to somebody and say, you know what? You're a good mom. I'm telling you, moms never hear it. I go all over the country and I teach on parenting. I can't tell you when I'm out ministering to people at the altar and I'll just look at somebody and I'll say, I just feel like the Lord wants me to tell you you're a good dad. And men just break. Because it's the one thing we all are trying really hard to be good at and nobody ever tells us we're good at it. And for most of us, we feel like we're failing. Encourage somebody today with your words. Never come to God's house and say, I'm never going to encourage anybody. No, encourage. How can you come to God's house and tear down? God rebuke you. Build up. Everybody say, I'm a builder. I'm a builder. Therefore, encourage one another. Build up one another. Number 9, 1 John 1:7, fellowship in the light. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all our sins. If we walk in the light. Everybody say we walk in the light. People who tear down are not walking in the light. People who destroy are not walking in the light. People who talk. Let me just fix this for everybody. People who talk about someone else are people who do not confess their own sins. Because if you confess your sin to somebody in the church, you wouldn't be talking about nobody. You'd just be, I'm just glad to be in the number. If it wasn't for the grace of God, there go I. Come on, somebody. This is why the Bible says, confess your sins one to another. Do you know every time you're judgmental is because you've not confessed your sin? The next time somebody wants to tear down somebody, say, what was your sin that you needed to confess? They will shut up immediately. That's why Jesus said, he who has no sin, let him cast the first stone. And they all dropped their rocks and walked away. Sin, listen to me, sin makes you want to look at someone else's sin. But Jesus makes you look at your own. All of the people came to stone the woman, looking at someone else's sin. But when they encountered Jesus, Jesus made them look at their own. And they walked away from being judgmental. That's how you know you've encountered Jesus, is when you're more aware of your own sin than the sins of others. You will never have a judgmental heart in God's house if you confess your sins to God's people. what the work of the ministry of Satan is, to hide your sin and confess your good works. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Post on social media all the good you've done and hide your sin. Amen. But Jesus said, confess your sin. Somebody should start Sinstagram and just everybody post their sin. Here's me lying. Here's me stealing. Here's me angry at my wife, saying all kinds of mean things and breaking her heart. Here's me acting a fool. Post your sin and hide your good works. Jesus told us to do this. We do the opposite. And this is why we're judgmental. Anyone in the room right now that's judgmental, you have not confessed sin to anyone. And that's why your heart is hard. And God can't heal you or do anything with you. And you will stay in the desert until you allow the healing waters of humility to heal your soul. Praise the Lord. Number 10, Romans 12, 4 through 5. Knowing and serving the body of Christ. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not have the same function. So we, though many, everybody say, though many, are one. Everybody say, are one. Are one body in Christ, and individual members one of another. We are the body of Christ. That the foot can't say to the hand, I have no need of you. We need each other. Turn to somebody and say, I think I'm going to need you. Come on, I think I'm going to need you. What part of your body don't you want? Which finger don't you want? Which toe don't you want? I'm at the age now that every time I see a hair fall out, I'm like, oh no, oh no. Oh, we're going to miss you. We hate that you're leaving. It's like mourning. I need all of them. Let's stay together. Everybody hold on. So fellowship is biblical to the body of Christ. Come on, let's give God praise for it now. Amen. Wow. That is the shortest sermon pastors ever preached. God answers prayers. That's a miracle. Won't he do it? My God. Everybody throw their hands up and say this. Say, Jesus, let me be medicine to my church family. Let me love like you have loved. May I carry burdens of my brothers and sisters. May I help heal the brokenhearted. All the gifts you've given me, Lord, all the talents and abilities, may I use them for the body of Christ. Let me never be an island, but let me be a part of the family. In Jesus' name. Now give God praise for it. Amen.
Hey, if this sermon blessed you and your family, I want to encourage you to be a truth partner. You can do that by simply going to creativechurch.com/give and partnering with us to help get this message of truth out to more people in our nation and around the world. It is our truth partners that make this a reality. Again, thank you for subscribing to our channel. Thank you for liking today's video. We'll see you back here on the channel real soon.